1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The Two Rivers Wildfire Coalition has just finished work along the Colorado River near 28 and 3 quarters Road. It not only looks better, homes in the area are safer. The project protects riparian habitat and creates defensible space for 12 homes in the area. Grand Junction Area Realtors Association put up funding, and a coalition of 10 agencies worked together on the project. The Wildfire Coalition has plans for more projects along the river. How hard were Colorado restaurants hit by the pandemic? According to a survey from the Colorado Restaurant Association in January, restaurants lost more than $3 billion. According to CBS4, the association estimates the restaurant industry lost about 94,000 jobs during the course of the pandemic. Half of those surveyed said they'll consider closing within 6 months. A battle is underway over cell phone towers in Glenwood Canyon. Aspen Journalism and the Post-Independent say a company called Canyon Summits was formed to build wireless towers in the canyon. Permits were granted by CDOT and the White River National Forest in 2012. Canyon Summits says it's having trouble now getting wireless carriers to sign on to the towers, and they say Union Pacific has installed its own antennas next to the tracks in the canyon. Canyon Summits has filed an FCC complaint, saying the railroad company violated the law in order to build a competing network. If you want to help bring wolves back to Colorado, there's a job opening for you. Parks and Wildlife hiring a facilitator and projects manager for the state's plan to reintroduce wolves. The facilitator will run stakeholder and technical working group meetings and public forums. The deadline to answer the request for proposals is March 19th. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.